All right, friends, welcome to day number 15, right at the halfway mark of Make It Happen. And today's lesson is on the power of progress. Right? It's just not possible to stay productive, to maintain high levels of motivation, to make things happen without tapping in to the power of progress, more specifically, monitoring your progress. You've got to know how much progress you've made and how much more you've got left before you can get to the finish line. Right? The human brain is wired for this. It's wired for progress, to detect gaps in where we are right now versus where we want to be in the future. Right? And this gap recognition comes in especially handy when we're working on tasks that lead us towards a larger goal, right? So when your brain detects a gap, here's what happens. It responds by elevating everything in your brain and body, all of its resources. Your attention sharpens, your energy, effort, willpower, all of those get a boost. And it heightens your ability to process new knowledge and information as it's coming at you. It's kind of like when Robert Downey Jr.'s character in Iron Man puts on his suit, right? Everything powers up, zoop, and it gets elevated to the max as soon as he puts that suit on. That's kind of like what monitoring your progress can do for you. Because your brain, when it detects, okay, I'm not where I need to be right now. This is what I need to do in order to get there. Now, let me put my resources into this and work hard and get to the finish line. That's what your brain says when it sees, okay, this is how far I've come. This is how much further I've got left before I can finish up, before I've completed, before I've achieved my ultimate outcome. And so when your brain doesn't see that, when your brain does not detect any gaps between where you are right now and where you want to be in the future, it can't monitor how much progress you've made. It can't look to see how much progress you need to make in the future either. And when you don't know how far you've come with respect to a goal you're striving to reach, the gap is not clear to your brain. When you don't know how much further you've got left to do, the gap is not clear to your brain. And this is the cause of procrastination and lack of motivation for many millions of people around the world. It's the gap that triggers us to take action. Without it, nothing gets done. So each time you're working to make progress on a goal or project of any kind, you're going to need regular feedback about your progress, how far you've come, and how much more you've got left to go. So how do you go about monitoring your progress? Well, there are two basic ways of thinking that most people revert to when they think about monitoring their progress. The first one is to-date thinking. And this is when you focus on how far you've already come, right? For example, you're working on a project and you think about all the steps that you've already completed and made progress on to date. And then there's to-go thinking. And this is when you focus on how much more you've got left to accomplish. For instance, you're working on a project and you start thinking about, okay, you've only got two more steps to go, only two more tasks to go before you've completed it. Now there's to date and to go, the two main ways of thinking when it comes to feedback and monitoring progress. Now, which of these two approaches do you think is more conducive to your ability to take action, stay productive, get things done? To date thinking or to go thinking? Both of them sound good, but only one can help you get to the next level when it comes to making things happen, right? Both approaches sound great and totally intuitive and totally normal, but again, only one of them can help you maintain your motivation until you've accomplished all the tasks associated with a given goal. While the other approach, well, that can lead to a premature feeling of accomplishment, which can actually lower your drive and your motivation to get things done. Between these two, to-date thinking and to-go thinking, which one is the approach that you want to take? The winner is to-go thinking. And here's why. Too much to-date thinking, that is, focusing on what you've already achieved, Well, that can actually kill your motivation. It can sabotage your ability to finish what you start. Why? Well, according to researchers, when we're working toward a goal and we're thinking about how far we've already come, we actually tend to experience this premature, almost fake sense of accomplishment. We start taking it easy because it feels like we've already done so much, when in actuality, we haven't. We're just thinking about all the good stuff we did in the past, and we're trying to pull that into the present to help us work harder and put forth more effort and strive towards our goals. But it has the reverse effect. Now, another crucial downside of to-date thinking is when we focus on how much progress we've already made, we actually tend to try and balance things out in other parts of our lives by making progress in those areas as well. And this results in like a forest full of trees but no fruits to harvest type of situation. Now, on the flip side, if we practice to-go thinking, that is, placing our focus on how much more we have left to go, we not only maintain our motivation, but we boost it as well. So when you're monitoring your progress, you want to focus on your goal and the steps that you have left until you get there by using to-go thinking. How much more do I have left to go? Don't spend too much time thinking about your past accomplishments. Instead, focus on thinking about how much more you can accomplish in the future. Here's how to put this make it happen method into practice in your own life. You know, when we're accomplishing goals, making things happen, regularly reviewing and monitoring our progress is crucial. If you don't know how you're doing, you can't adjust your actions and strategies accordingly. So here's how to get started. Step one, figure out how often you need to monitor your progress. Right? Determine how often you plan to monitor the progress you're making on each of your most important goals. How often you monitor your progress depends mainly on the size of the goal, by the way, and the timeline that's attached to it. So long-range goals that take a year or more to accomplish should be reviewed at least once every 1 to 3 months. I review them monthly. Monthly goals should be reviewed once a week. I review mine every Monday morning when I do my weekly review, when I plan my week. And then weekly and daily goals or tasks should be monitored on a daily basis, right? Just a quick glance every morning. Okay, these are my priorities for today. This is what I need to do. Let's go. And then also balance it all out with a bit of flexibility. Okay, if you need to readjust your plans and readjust the steps necessary to accomplish a goal or reach a goal, no problem. Monitoring will actually help you do that. So it gives you an added amount of flexibility as well. Now, by the way, if you've gone through the process of using the drill down method that we discussed a few lessons back to create your goals, it's a lot easier to assess your progress because all your actions for each of your major goals are clearly mapped out. What you need to do today is connected to what you need to do this week, which is connected to what you need to do this month, which is connected to what you need to do this year and beyond. So if you want a quick way to stay on track and monitor your progress on each of your goals, if you did the drill down method, well, now you've got a quick glance at the progress and how much further you need to go in order to accomplish a goal right there mapped out. If you've got 7 goals, you've got 7 pages of overviews of what needs to happen in order for you to achieve a goal. Plus, you've got timelines attached to each of them. So that's step one. You want to figure out how often you're going to monitor your progress. Step two is you want to decide how you're going to monitor your progress. All right, will you monitor your own progress or will you need an outside source to help you? Depending on what you're striving to make happen, you can monitor your own progress, do a self-assessment by using like a notebook or planner or tracker, or you can get feedback about your progress from someone else, like an accountability partner or your boss at work, or you can use an app to monitor your progress, like a sleep tracker if you want to get better sleep, or a productivity app to keep track of your tasks. Step three, create reminders for yourself to monitor your progress. Don't try to remember to do it. You're not going to. The human brain is made for creating, not for storing. So use a calendar, a planner, a a notebook, sticky notes to remind yourself on a recurring basis to check in on how much further you've got left to go until you've accomplished a goal or a project. And then finally, step number four, stay motivated by thinking about closing that gap. To maintain your motivation as you monitor your progress and take action on your goals and your projects, always be sure to think about what still needs to get done in order for you to reach each of your goals. That is, think about how far you've got left to go instead of how far you've already come.